You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Wednesday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, as usual, Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for this very first Wednesday of the new year, 2013. Drew, what can you tell us about the coming weather forecast?
Well, you know it's a new year, but I don't think we told Mother Nature. It seems like the same old pattern here that we're going to be working our way through the next week to 10 days, if not all the way through the rest of winter. We do have a little bit of a quieter pattern right now across the Midwest. You know, we've had some pretty impressive snows across the heart of the Midwest here recently, so we're going to take a little break from that, but it's not over. And probably sometime near this point next week, we'll probably see another large storm system coming into the region. It'll actually be a little bit warmer at that time, so it may occur more of a rain event initially. And that could lead us into a little bit of local flooding, but we'll wait and see what happens. That storm system's an awful long way out. And then we are seeing a lot of cold air showing up in all the long-range models for the end of next week going on into the following weekend. And so if that does occur, then certainly winter is not over. And while we're warmer here over the next few days, it'd probably be a good time to go out and get a suntan.
That wouldn't be too bad an idea. Speaking of suntans, why don't you take a quick move to the south and talk to us a little bit about the crop in Brazil and Argentina. It's moving through the growing season swiftly now.
Absolutely, and everything looks just wonderful. I was looking at the vegetative health indexes yesterday for Argentina. What a beautiful-looking chart. Now, the only place where there's stress right now being suggested in the satellite imagery is in the northwest of Argentina, where Santiago del Estero is located in some of the immediate neighboring states, and there really hasn't been a lot of rain there. That is a corn, sorghum, and soybean-producing state, as well as some cotton there. So some of the yields up there are probably going to be down. But the rest of Argentina, despite all of the press about the wet bias there, I think is going to end up doing relatively well. Yeah, we'll lose a little bit in the areas that had the too much moisture. And some of the winter wheat crop certainly suffered big time. And that wheat is about 70, 75% harvested now. So we should be finishing that up over this next week of relatively drier weather. But next week, it'll start raining again in Argentina. For Brazil, everybody's doing really well, except in the northeast. We've talked about that in past weeks, and I don't see any big changes coming up. That northeast corner of Brazil is not a major production region for corn and soybeans. It'll have a small impact, but we've got awful good yields in the rest of the country, so that'll be easily countered, and it'll still be a large crop.
Drew, thanks so much.
You bet. Have a good new year.
Hey, you too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.